Time to look beyond the headlines now with Peter Dykstra. Peter's with Environmental Health News at EHN.org and DailyClimate.org, where there are all kinds of stories whizzing by. What do you have for us today, Peter? What's going on?
Hi, Steve. You know, hogs are a big deal here in the U.S. Anybody who eats meat tends to love things like bacon and sausage, but they're even a bigger deal in China. And one of the things that's been a problem is building hog farms close to the population centers in China.
So what's the solution?
Here's something they're trying as a solution, although it certainly raises a lot of questions. Hog hotels, hog high-rises. They're building hog farms, 1,000 hogs per floor, as high as 7 floors. And there are plans in the works for a 13-story hog high-rise.
Hogs put out a lot of manure. What are they going to do with that?
I don't know. You can't really build a 13-story hog waste lagoon. The sewage system, maybe? Well, we don't know. We certainly know that hog farms, no matter how they're laid out, are concerns for pollution, for disease with the tightly confined hog populations, and also just for the smell. I don't know how that's going to work in a big city.
Oh, sounds like a rather ugly pork barrel type scheme, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, what else do you have for us?
Next, we're going to talk about saltwater intrusion. It's a big deal in places like Southeast Asia, West Africa. It's a concern here in the southeastern U.S. as fresh water is drawn up for agriculture and for drinking water, and it tends to suck the salt water in, particularly where there's sandy soil. The Salinas Valley is the latest concern for that in California, a huge agricultural area.
Well, wait a second. Salinas isn't right on the ocean. Why is there a concern there?
It's as much as 30 miles away from Monterey Bay, and it's huge for cash crops like artichokes as well as lettuce. But Monterey Bay, because of illegal wells being drilled in the Salinas Valley for agriculture, Monterey Bay's saltwater is beginning to get into the water supply. And once you have an aquifer contaminated by salt water, it becomes pretty much useless for drinking water or for agriculture.
Oh, yeah. So that aquifer is right up to the coast itself. That's hard to reverse, isn't it?
Almost impossible.
So what do you have from the history vault for us today?
Let's go back to May 18th, 1859. A man of many talents named John Tyndall. He was a physicist. He was a surveyor, a mountaineer. And he was the first to note that CO2, water vapor, and ozone can tend to hold heat into the earth, one of the earliest manifestations of what we now know as the greenhouse effect.
Uh-oh, an early sign of global warming more than 100 years ago. What else did the scientist discover?
He speculated on London as a heat island. This huge city surrounded by British countryside always tended to be a few degrees warmer than that countryside, and that was one of the first times we began to observe that as well.
So how respected was he with these observations, or did people deny them?
He was a great communicator. He was sort of the Carl Sagan or the Neil deGrasse Tyson of his day. He popularized science, but something that I'm guessing didn't happen, unlike climate scientists today, he didn't have climate deniers accusing him of only being in it for the money.
Okay. Peter Dykstra's with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. Hey, thanks for bringing home the bacon, Peter.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.